Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Teresa, a good friend of mine, sent me a text this morning. She and her husband pray the rosary every day, the rosary podcast, and they were taking an Uber in St. Louis with an Uber driver named Brandon. Brandon turned on the rosary podcast during their drive, not knowing that my friends are Catholic. And so they asked, how did you know about this? And he said, the Rosary podcast was the catalyst of his conversion. And he shares it with about 300 people a month.
Just sitting in his cab?
Yeah, in his Uber, in his car.
That's fantastic.
So way to go, Brandon. You are an apostle of the Rosary. And keep it up. You just might win yourself a free pilgrimage with School of Faith.
That's incredible.
I should never forget to be grateful. But it's so hard to remember to be thankful. It's a remarkable thing about Jesus. He practically never tells us we need to be grateful. Now, St. Paul tells us over and over again that we should be constantly giving thanks to God, but maybe because Jesus is God, he thought it would be bad form if he was always reminding us to thank him. But there is one time when Jesus shows his disappointment at humanity's shocking ingratitude. That's when he heals 10 men from leprosy, and only one of them, one out of 10, comes back to thank him. Jesus says, were not 10 healed? Where are the other 9? That's probably a fair proportion of our ingratitude. It's probably a pretty small percentage of people who remember to be grateful at all. And even when it comes to us Christians who are trying to be faithful, we probably only remember to thank God a fraction of the time we should. Why is this? Why did those other 9 lepers forget to be grateful? And why do we so often, so inexcusably, forget to be grateful to the Lord who has done so much for us? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Probably those other 9 lepers were totally preoccupied with all the things they needed to get done. After all, they'd been as good as dead, outcast from society, just waiting for their bodies to disintegrate, and then suddenly, they're back. They were healed. But think of all they had to do. They had to get legal certification that they were well. Maybe one had to see about restarting a business he had left, or maybe one wanted to make sure his wife hadn't gone and married someone else. One was probably wondering if they'd burned down his old house, and if so, where was he going to sleep that night? They had to rebuild their lives, start again. And they must have been excited, but also overwhelmed. They had so much to do. And so they forgot that if Christ hadn't healed them, they wouldn't have had a life at all. That Jesus was the one who made it all possible, had given them their lives back, and they didn't even bother to thank him. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
We have a lot to get done, just on the natural level. We have to get a lot done practically. Keep the bills paid, get food on the table, wash and clean ourselves and our houses, and fulfill our family obligations. But if God hadn't created us, we wouldn't have a life at all. And it's good to be alive. Life is about more than chores or to-do lists. And you only remember that, really, when you stop and thank God for the gift of existence. We also have a lot to get done spiritually speaking. We've got a lot of vice to conquer, a lot of sins to overcome. We have a lot of prayer and penance to do. We have to learn to be more courageous about spreading our faith and preparing ourselves for heaven. But if Christ hadn't redeemed us, and if the Spirit hadn't given us the gift of faith, then we'd still be dead in our sins. We'd be lost, living an aimless and largely self-destructive life with no direction for how to live or what purpose to strive for. But we've met Christ, and he's healed us. He's given us our lives back and we should tell him that we are very grateful and we're very happy to be alive in him. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Those other 9 lepers who had been healed, they were probably all thinking about their next goal and the goal after that. They were probably all suddenly aware of how much needed to happen before they had the kind of stability they wanted. But what they forgot was where they would have been if they had not met Christ. So we need to stop and think. Where would we be if we had not met Christ, if we did not have the gift of faith? I don't know about you. I'm pretty sure I'd be in prison or dead. Now, we can complain about how sinful we are, how far we are from holiness, and yes, we have a good distance to go and some work to put in, but think about what Jesus has already done for us. How much he's doing for us constantly. And then let's thank him. And the best way to thank God is at Mass. The Mass is the infinite and perfect act of thanksgiving of the Son to the Father. And he makes that present so that we can offer an infinite and perfect act of thanksgiving just by going to Mass. So we should do that on Sunday, but how about an extra day of the week? Or how about every day? I mean, I have so much to be thankful for. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Those other 9 healed lepers were so focused on what they needed to do that they let themselves forget what Jesus had already done. But of course, healing them from leprosy that's a pretty big thing. Miraculous. Astounding. All the other logistical, practical stuff was just details. So too, Christ dying on the cross, atoning for our sins, rising from the dead, and then sharing his life with us so that we can live with him forever, that's a big thing. That's stupendous. Yes, we need to keep working at virtue and holiness, but that's just following through on the ultimate good that God has already accomplished. So when you're overwhelmed, when you lose focus, when you get anxious about your to-do list, whether it's your practical to-do list or your spiritual to-do list, remember this: what God has already done is infinitely more important than anything you still need to do. So think of that truth and be at peace. Think of that truth and thank God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel,
defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil.
May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, what were you reflecting on?
I think I realize we've got a lot more to be grateful for than just what we have. Because I think that point about where you could be without God, there's a lot of bullets we dodged.
Yeah, there are a lot of people praying this rosary with us who are going through very difficult things.
Mm.
Difficult marriages, difficult families, difficult health problems, mm-hmm. the loss of loved ones, financial problems, on and on and on. Really difficult things.
Yeah.
But think about this. Because of Jesus, when we die and go to heaven, it's all taken care of.
Not only that, just the support and the consolation and the meaning of suffering here is something that you can really only find in God. You can philosophize about it all you want, but it's not going to do, Jack.
Yeah. Only Jesus gives meaning and purpose to suffering.
Yeah. So it's beyond just the tangible things that we have. It palpably changes everything about our lives. So I think you're very right to say we should try to get to Mass every day because there are just too many things to be grateful for.
It really is amazing that Jesus has given us an infinite and perfect way to thank God the Father. And all we have to do is go to Mass. And then on top of it, he gives us infinitely more mm-hmm. in return.
It's like going to a wedding and you're like, oh, I don't know what to get you. And they're like, I just want you to come. And it's going to be the best party of your entire life.
Well, not only that, but on top of that, I'm going to give you the greatest
gift.
I'm going to
get you a gift. Yeah.
So we go to Mass to thank God, and God in return gives us mm-hmm. himself, the infinite God.
Think of every Mass as a fantastic wedding. And you're like, I'm just a little busy, though. I just got better things to do. And your friend's like, but this is so important to me. And all I want from you is for you to come.
You know, spoken like a true girl, because
you wouldn't want to go to a wedding.
I don't like going to weddings.
Oh, come on. It's such a good party. You've had a lot of fun at the weddings we've been to.
Yeah. If they have.
Don't say that. You're going to stop getting invited.
If they have good music.
Yeah.
If they have good music.
That's true. All of our friends have good taste in music.
Why do you think more people don't go to daily Mass?
I think it's this idea that, I can't remember if this was a meditation we did recently or one we've worked on recently, but it actually might have been in this meditation. Clearly, I've gotten too bogged down with all the content we put in, but we think of all the things that we have to do that's so much more important.
That's it?
Like with the lepers, immediately you think, I've got to do A, B, and C. But bringing it back to Guadalupe, Juan Diego is running off because he thinks, I've got to go save my uncle's life. And he's right. That's so important.
Yeah.
But there is actually nothing in which prayer is not the most important thing to do, because she took care of it in a way that he couldn't have.
Yeah, imagine if Juan would have turned to her and said, oh, wait, you're the mother of God. Why don't you just take care of this?
Yeah.
Why don't we do that? Why don't we, when we're overwhelmed with our to-do list, say, Mother of God, I would like to go and thank your son. Why don't you help me out with this stuff?
Yeah.
Do you think that she won't?
Now, that doesn't mean every time a big responsibility comes up, you go, ah, you'll be fine. I don't got to pick the kids up from school. I'm going to go to Mass and hope it works out. But more often than not, we make excuses and we find there's always going to be something that needs to be done.
Yeah, I mean, if you have little kids at home, you can't abandon them, and you're not expected to drag a bunch of little kids to Mass at 6:30 every morning. But for most of us, we actually have more free time than we know what to do with, because we waste it. I love the line from the Mass where it says, it is truly right and just, our duty and salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Father most holy. What a beautiful line. It is truly right and just, our duty and salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks.
It is our salvation to give you thanks.
But it's our duty and salvation.
Yeah. And to be grateful is almost to enjoy something twice.
What do you mean?
If you're just experiencing something versus there's something you feel deep inside, it resonates in a different way. When you just actually realize the good that you have and you're grateful for it.
I would say that's joy.
I think it's like the importance of a meal when you sit and you actually stop and you turn to whoever prepared it for you and say, thank you so much. Because it's saying, oh, I'm not just passively passing this by. I'm experiencing this, I'm stopping, I'm acknowledging the good, and I'm acknowledging where that good comes from.
I would say joy is an awareness of the good. But I think in order to have the awareness, we have to slow down.
Yeah.
So maybe that's the issue. Our lives are just going too fast.
Yeah, if you don't have enough time for Mass, maybe you do got to cut something out.
So maybe that's a good examination. If I don't have time for daily Mass, why not?
Yeah. I do miss being a college student and we had like a 9 p.m. Mass. Fantastic. 9 p.m. daily Mass was incredible. For me, someone who likes to stay up late. But there's plenty of Mass times all throughout.
Yeah, if you live in a metro area, you got all kinds of times to pick.
But just see what you're working with, you know? Even find time for a holy hour, but going actually and sitting in a church.
That's a great idea. Go do an hour of Eucharistic adoration and thanksgiving.
Mass might be on a schedule, but holy hours are not.
That's a great suggestion. So, is your life going too fast? So fast that you don't have time for thanks? Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.